Welcome to Argue Bros, the podcast that gives you multiple perspectives on today's hottest topics. Hosted by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. If you're looking for some inspiration from and for normal people, or simply want to know the bros a little more, you better open up your mind to the fresh perspective that's coming your way right now.
And welcome to another episode of Argue Bros. Today's episode is literally brought to you by Nico Pingin, Fred in Progress, and Jess Freeman. Thank you guys for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, and today we were earlier discussing the ins and outs of, you know, living as introverts. And extroverts have different methods of literally living their lives. What you think about that?
And I was saying previously, I need multiple bathrooms. I need, depending on what I want, my heated toilet. I need me a bidet because I need to. I like to take a little vacation in the bathroom midday. You know what I mean?
Facts.
I would say snacks, but eating in the bathroom is a little bit too much. Just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
Borderline nasty.
Borderline. But I mean, like, it depends, man. Now, I mean, okay.
It depends. Well, hold on. What you mean it depends?
If you're taking a good bathtub, get a little soak. I can have a snack up in there. You know what I mean? Like, order some Chick-fil-A. Have me a little sandwich.
Chick-fil-A's a snack?
I mean, like, you know, how long you plan on being in there for? I mean, you've been in there for, like, 3 hours soaking with some salt and some hot water. I mean, that's kind of like
three
a snack.
3 hours? Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, bro. You gotta change the water a little bit, make sure it's still warm. But I mean, like, hanging up in there, yeah.
I can't opinionate just due to the fact that I've had a, I don't want to say hard knock life, but a weird upbringing that I can't really say I've sat in a fucking tub for 3 hours, or all I do is just get in the bathroom. I see water falling down. I see soap. I'm gonna scrub it up, dub. Now, when I have money, I'm definitely, that what you're saying right now is sounding really enticing, bro. 3 hours in the tub, salt, snacks.
The only thing, my fingers were get pruny, man.
Bro, that's fine. That's why you get out, you get a little drier. You lay down in the bed, relax, man. That's why I see, I bring my laptop in there, watch me some anime. I watched a lot of One Piece from the tub, man, when I was younger.
But you'd be the one that would accidentally get the laptop wet. Get it destroyed.
Hey man, the laptop only like $700. Not that bad. It's replaceable. In the future, of course. Not now. On my budget now, yo, that kill me. But in the future, bro, $700. No, it's light work. Light work.
In the future, Tony Stark's program is gonna come out.
Oh my lord.
Oh, bro, what you mean? Yeah, my laptop probably gonna be a virtual thing playing on a projector in front of my tub. Anyway, I'm gonna be in my tub, just like, beautiful. My tub probably gonna play Bluetooth from it.
Do you think that the technology is going to enable you to essentially continue your introverted lifestyle?
I'm going to have a smart home. Like, they're already developing that. Like, my goal, I'm trying to build my home up. I'm not trying to go to it. After I travel the world for, like, maybe a year or two, maybe. If I find a few places I like to go to, I'll go. But otherwise, I just need the people around me and my house to be fire. I'm going to give me a smart home. Everything I need, I'm putting inside my house. I want to have, like, a tornado or a fire and be like, my entire existence was in this home.
Not even that. You would just need the electricity to go out.
Damn, nigga. Why you gotta make it worse?
I'm gonna have to give
me some good generator, man.
If you were in the South,
what if you get hacked?
A snowstorm. Oh look,
damn, you is right, because everything ain't gonna be smarter now. And Russia and China getting a little bit too active.
Bro, you get hacked by a 6-year-old, they're gonna be like, ha, ni hao.
Yeah, I was gonna say it could be your next door neighbor.
Could be my own child.
Your own, yeah, or your own kid, like Boruto, just to mess
your
with you.
Your bank is gonna call you like, sir, you have 32 transactions that say Minecraft 3024. Like what? Minecraft?
Oh my god.
For 3024?
You're gonna be like, man, I thought I encrypted everything. What's wrong? And it's like, dad, that little encryption thing? Easy, I could do that in my sleep. You'll be like, man, it's like the Hitman Reborn guy. Like, he looked like a little baby, but he's a genius head. Like, man, how'd you even figure that out, little dude? Like,
and why you gotta introduce complicated things into my life? I just want to be able to chill in my expensive house, that is only expensive because of the amenities inside it. Like, I want to live in a hotel, but be my house and that I control.
That's one of the things that I learned in college is when the Internet of Things happen and all these smart cars start coming out and people are going to get comfortable, like how in the movie WALL-E, like everybody's starting to just be so autonomous that they're just like glued to their phone and they're just like moving forward, that once they get there, the world's going to be to a point where it's going to be like, what are you even doing with your life? Like, your sole existence is just getting...
And America is coming to that very soon.
Yeah, you're just consumed with consuming content at that point.
I forgot about that movie. Wow, that's crazy. Bro, we're going to have floating chairs soon, bro. I swear. We probably already have them.
Yes, by next year, bro. Like, just like Star Wars. I say it's not going to be like to go super fast. It's going to be just for you to go to point A to point B, from, you know, site A to site B. You know, and then once they fully develop like virtual reality rooms, yo, that's going to literally solidify people staying in their room.
Bro, they already have technology in India, and I'm sorry to cut you off there, but they already have technology in India that I'm not sure how, but it has this material that levitates items from one place to another. It levitates, yes, you heard me correct. It floats that shit.
I mean, but that's not really too surprising. Is it just now it's larger items now?
It looked like a construction site.
Oh, so they're like levitating like like big units, like tons of
lumber and stuff like that.
Oh, that's so cool. They're using futuristic technology finally.
Man, they can use it to build my house. I'll be fine if they lower the price. I'm gonna build my house out in the country.
Lower? They'll probably increase it.
No. Things that can be done quicker, it should be cheaper.
No, what?
Unlike you, bro.
Yeah.
I want to live in a brick house. I don't know
Wait. You said a brick house, like, so the wolf can blow it down? Is that what you said?
Already know. Yes, sir.
All right. He's trying to sell drugs with that shit. He's trying to build a trap house.
Bro, I'm not building a trap house. I'm going to create a fort, bro.
Dominicans build their houses with block. You know what I'm saying? So I understand.
No, I want a brick house, like, OD brick on the outside, like a castle, and then where you go in.
I want a
like,
block house,
it's
bro.
It's like... This room is like a maze room type stuff. This room is...
You trying to have a moat and shit, my nigga, too?
Hey.
So you trying to prepare for something else, my nigga.
Yo, there's actually...
And
there's
everywhere
this...
around my castle, I'm going to have protection.
Nah, I don't want a brick. There's this new material that's flame resistant. It's like a whole bunch of stuff resistant. It's made with like a whole mixture of different chemicals and like certain resin.
See, I knew it right there. Chemicals mixed with resin. Sounds like death within 10 years. I don't know.
No. It's not using... You don't get cancer. You don't get none of those asbestos stuff. No.
But you get something that's unknown.
It's a more organic-based thing, but it's very resistant to like a lot of fire and a lot of other stuff, which is crazy because now think about it. The typical materials that were used are now being upgraded to different material that last longer, don't give out chemicals and whatnot. And like I was saying, just with the technology, when you have better buildings that have a better capacity to have better airflow, better breathability, it gives you better oxygen, allows you to be more at peace, be more green. And then you throw in like virtual reality, crypto.
How is it more green when like they're going to last longer and probably pollute the earth more?
No, because there's a lot of different technologies and a lot of different of those materials, bricks and building blocks that use a lot of leaves, plastic recycles, and a whole bunch of different like earth-friendly ways. The plastic recycle is like...
I heard a lot of politics speech in there. Did you, Justin?
Which politics?
Sounds heard a lot of it saves the planet. I can't tell you how though, sir.
Oh, no, yeah,
green,
yeah.
Green.
All right. I heard all the buzzwords for save the earth.
Yeah, it allows you to save the earth by also having a very protective home, which is crazy because, you know, blocks and bricks are pretty much up there with the safety of a home next to like stainless steel. But who wants to live in like a little stainless steel box unless it's a stainless steel castle?
You bring valid points.
But that would be a crazy expensive to build a stainless steel mansion.
No. Bro, what? Metal alone.
You think that's cheap?
No, I'm agreeing.
Oh.
The metal alone before they even have to shape it.
Because think about it. You know, people in like the 1500s, they were building castles out of stone because they thought the stone was the strongest and sturdiest. They didn't think that there was anything harder. And now we know, like, titanium and all those things are way sturdier. But to build the home,
couldn't mold it in the way they want it to be created anyway.
But yeah, but then when I found out that there's homes that can be made of like completely wood and completely like a mixture of recycled plastic and different materials and actually enhance breathability, trap CO2 in the actual home and increase the, I was like, what?
I'm trying to be price efficient. I'm just trying to give me a mansion for like 500K out here in Alabama or out there in like Pennsylvania or something. Have like about 10, about like 60.
Why are you 60? Trying to go to the worst states, bro? Like,
because it's cheap. I'm for the land. I don't need the people. I don't need the people. It's cheap. It's cheap land.
For all them relatives, you heard his price. You heard what he's looking for.
Man, you talking to them in the future? What you talking about, bro? Like 10 years from now?
Hey, 12 years from now? Hey, it's 2022. That means in 2032, if this world isn't to shambles and you hearing this, Mr. or Mrs. Relator or they Relator, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm not sure. What you talking? You think, yo, if I go into an expensive estate, just now I'm going to live in a tinier house. What are you talking about? I'm trying to have as much land and space as possible.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
that's what I'm talking. He was saying I'm choosing shit states. Yeah, I'm choosing shit. I mean, I'm choosing states with cheaper land. Yeah. I'm choosing for better, more land, man. I don't need the fun times and everything else all the other states got. I need cheap land.
No, I'm not saying about the boring states. I'm just saying you're going to the states that's most fucking that they dislike people of your skin.
But when you're in the house, who cares?
And they're the most gun-free states.
Because I'm gonna hide me my guns. What are you talking about?
He gonna be owning an arsenal too. He gonna have a group of people there all the time, bro.
And we can bond over guns. What are you talking about? All of them are not racist. We can bond over guns and stuff. We're all very American.
And then after you drink the gin, you go.
Yeah. I not say I'm compromising myself in that environment, bro. Chill, bro. You gotta be free. You gotta be free, man.
Hey, plus, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. You know what I'm saying?
You'll be like, yo, Todd, did you hear Bart, bro? Did you hear what he did down the street, man? I cannot believe that. You gotta know him on a first name basis. At least they know I'm not just black. They know my name's Fred and I'm black. You know what I mean?
No. If you want them to paper your tombstone,
that's what it sounds like, Fred.
Yo, if you say your name, they'll be like, Fred? Can you say it entirely? Frederick? Oh, you see, his name is Free Derek.
No, they did that J. Cole song about them calling the police and them saying they were selling drugs at his house.
Yo,
the neighbor song. Yeah, that probably could be me.
That's a normal white neighbor. Imagine that, a normal white neighbor.
See, that's why I plan to have a lot of land. There's not gonna be that many houses around me.
Yeah, you don't need to, especially knowing you. You'd be like on some day, you'd be like Dave Chappelle and throw parties and stuff like that.
I don't know that many people. Chill out. I'm gonna have like 15 people max.
You already know hundreds of people right now.
I'm not trying to invite all of them. I'm not trying to invite all. I only have like 15 to 20 people I want to have over to my house.
But that's right now. By the
you're right. I'm probably gonna expand.
By the time you make a net worth of $1 million, because we're speaking that into existence, you're gonna know enough people that you're gonna need like to set a RSVP list.
Yeah, you're right. Come on, there's a lot of cool people just not in my vicinity of what I'm doing currently.
Yeah, like you haven't reached out to people, shame on you. But, you know, as an introvert, speaking of introverts, you know, you guys have such a hard time. And that's why it's like, even in the vicinity and the safety of your home, you guys be having a scarediness to like reach out to people. And it's like, you can just send a DM, just like send a private message. Like, hey,
that's listen, effort. I actually reach out to communicate to people. That's crazy. I have to talk to them.
Yes.
I mean, me and my inner conversations are like having a great time right now. That's why I need the nice house so I can invite them on my terms, in my property. Like, yo, I'm so glad I had so much time talking with you. Goodbye now. And they leave. It's wonderful.
But what if you have those friends that don't want to leave?
Yeah, they could stay if they're close enough. I have guest rooms.
You know, you just brandish your gun like you said you want to stay.
Whoa. Why you got to go straight to violence, man? Why you got to go straight to people? You got to do it the right way. You turn the AC up.
What if it's a whole group and you just look at them? Like, you just signal them like, yo, bro, go to the guest room. And then what if the wrong person gets up like, not you, bro.
Oh, my Lord. Oh my Lord.
I'm going to be a great host, man. I'm going to be a great host. I can read what people want. And I'll give it to them. I'm a great host.
Now I'm gonna give that to you. You would, especially with people you care about.
Just like I just kind of like socializing that much. It's so draining. But I understand the aspects of it and give me a good host.
Hey, so ladies, just know this man will take care of your household if you act right. He's a great host. That's a great leader. That's a great head of household.
Yeah, the thing about being a good host is I can get you out of my house, though. So it'd be worth that. Great host knows how to end the event.
Dude, always got a trump card. This dude always got a trump card for everything I say.
Because you all be coming out left field. I gotta be ready.
You're like, I can kick you out too, girl.
It looks like he's trying to have you get married at the same time he is.
Nah, chill out.
No. I'm good.
Extroverts and extroverts are like on completely different time scales, man.
Yeah, because my wife gotta find me.
For real, that's tough when you're at the house 90% of the time.
We want to, that's why I'm probably gonna run to my wife while I'm handling business out. I'm like trying to make me some money somewhere, and then I'm like, you look pretty fun. I guess I could see you on a social basis.
Yeah, some girl. He's gonna go into a corner store and make eye contact with a girl. He's gonna be like, yo, I think I found my wife, bro.
Nah. I promise you, it'll be the opposite. It'll be a girl that just like looks at him and she'll be like, I smell money or I smell love in this area. Right here. And he's like, who, me? And it's like, yes, you. And it's like, nah, I think you got the wrong gentleman. It'll be some strong winded, it'll be like some Nami, like, or like some Boa Hancock, like some strong, strong female that's just like overly aggressive. Like, come on, man. Come on, give me a chance. And Fred's gonna be like, oh man, like, all right, if you do X, Y, and Z, I'll think about it. And she's gonna do it, of course.
You know, I'm gonna say that in bad faith though.
Maybe she doesn't. He'll be like, man, she actually did that though.
Cause I'm not. Ain't no lie. I'm like I'm good. I'll just have me in my nice house and be alone with my bunch of my friends. I don't really need marriage too soon.
No, she'll be like, hey, I can actually help you decorate.
But if I can find the right one, like I said, I could let her make the house the home. You feel me?
Nah, that'll be bliss.
I'm not. It's not a priority.
Because then your friends are going to want to visit way more often because it'll be actually a welcoming home.
Man, what? Bro, if y'all want to come over here more because I got a wife, you don't need to come at all. What you talking about?
No, because it's like, it's just, if it's just you, then it's like, then it's
whoa,
like,
whoa.
Exactly. Thank you, Justin. Thank you. Kill that shit, yo.
No. Can we go back to your comment? You said if you don't want to go to your house because you got a wife, don't go at all.
No. I said they want to come over to my house more because I have a wife. I'm like, hold up now.
Oh, nah. Whoa. Yeah, facts. You're wildin', bro.
If you have someone, I could just be like,
geez. I mean, nah. If y'all ain't bringing y'all wives or girlfriends, what's she hanging out with us for? What you talking about? The conversation gonna be completely different. What are you talking about?
Yo, this guy is weird, bro.
I know. Like, what is it? Yo, chill out, man. Chill out, bro.
Man.
I gotta present all viewpoints.
I see.
And you're bringing her around other wealthy men, bro. Did you not see the Jeff Bezos meme with his date? And
he changed for the better though. He's like, I gotta get this testosterone, some steroids.
You think that's what happened? Oh, you think that's what happened? He's like, man, I need to use this money. Like, what?
Bro, he was like, I was building my business. I need to build my body. Let me get that money in there.
And he said, I can afford to build my body now. I could be Lex Luthor now.
Man, what? I can take the most expensive, most up-to-date drugs.
The most expensive drugs, get the best trainers, get the best nutritionists, the best doctors, and then get the best HGH hormones and all those, you know, under the table medication that you're not supposed to take.
I mean, it depends. It depends on who you bring around. It depends.
No, my girl only going around broke hands. Anybody I'm talking about, yo, bro, what you make annually?
Oh my god!
All right, yo, babe, come over here. Come on now.
Nah, chill out. You wilding now.
Nah. If you can't bring your girl around wealthy men,
hey, poor niggas, poor dudes still got that tongue on them. What you mean?
Poor niggas, who you should be worried about. They gotta work harder.
Yeah, they got the tongue on them. They know how to spit game,
bro. Wealthy fat women. Who do you think? Who do you think they go to?
Wait, you trying to marry a wealthy fat woman?
Who are you talking to, sir?
You're looking for a sugar mama?
Yo, that's like the fat white woman marrying black hood niggas, like, except without the money. Like, what is this? Yo, it's not like, no, just looking for food stamps. He's like, yo, she got the baby and the food down. Let me get them juice
boxes. Somebody that's trying to buy you a McLaren and a mansion at the same time for your birthday.
Listen. Don't do that, man.
Hey, he can have multiple. Don't knock a game. He could have multiple of them too. All you gotta do is make sure they're satisfied. Imagine multiple houses.
I don't want to talk about my
I'm sorry. Let me not get in your sauce. My bad.
My sexual life and stuff like that, orientation and things like that. Yeah.
Oh my bad. Let me bring back.
To just not say any preference or anything like that.
All right. Well, let me rewind it back. Let me rewind it back then. How many bodies are too many bodies for one bathroom in a house?
How do you like it so far? Don't forget to reach out via social media and suggest the next hot topics to argue about.
That's interesting.
One bathroom.
Two or more?
Are we going by what the government says or what we feel like?
Oh, let's do both. Let's do both. Let's do both. I want to hear what you think what the government says.
Two or more?
I think it should be like between 3 to 4 per bathroom. And if you got a half bathroom, I think you got to half that to...
Dang, 3 to 4 to one toilet, man?
Yeah. And then like if you have a half bathroom, 2 people. So if you have 2 bathrooms in a household, that means that you can, you know, support 8.
That's what about you, Justin?
I think two. Two people is more than enough for a toilet. But statistically, I would say about 6 to 8, just because the government loves when people are clumped up together, living in units like immigrants and shit.
Yeah, you know it, bro. We used to read that. I used to read that in history class about how like Italians would be like 12 people all jumped in together. And I was be like, damn, that sucks.
Man, that is crazy.
And like you go into the crib and it's like, hey, we're moving in with everybody. And it's like, what?
Yeah, man.
You're like, yeah, we're moving in with everybody.
Yo.
But 6 to 8 people, you don't got to worry about heated seats, man. That shit always hot.
Yeah, like somebody always sick. Someone's always sick.
Yo, bro, you get home from work, you be like, I just wanted a cool toilet, but damn, man, it's hot. I'm not, like, goddamn.
Like, someone's always sick. Someone's always on their period. Somebody's always having a headache. Someone's always throwing up. You know what I'm saying? Someone's always hungry. There's always never food in the fridge. You know what I'm saying? If somebody's always in the bathroom. There's never any toilet paper. You know what I'm saying? This is where we come from, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Man. No, and you got random people coming in for like long periods of the time.
Oh man, you preaching now, bro. You preaching. People you don't even know as a kid, just random people just coming in for like a week or 2 weeks or a weekend. And now all the resources that you have before, now you got to share them with an additional person. That's an additional mouth to feed. So, and you could tell your portion was less when it was time to eat. You know, or you had like less time in the bathroom. Like, oh, you had 3 minutes yesterday. Now you got 2 minutes to get ready. And it's like, what? It's inhumane. I want a refund on life.
No. The bathroom is your happy place, man. I can't have more than 2, man. That's why I can't have more than 2. Bathroom is where you get to recharge, man.
Why you think I'm so crazy, bro? I ain't have no time to myself. I had time with other people.
No, I had time to myself, just not in the bathroom.
Man, what? I could not imagine being rushed to take my poop, man. I'm like, bro, I gotta sit. I don't even be using the bathroom half the time. Half the time, I just be sitting there thinking, just staring at the white wall.
And I remember that was like the first like 9 months of being in America.
A few times in my life, cause I'm bad at waking up and getting ready to go. So I have appointments, but my appointments are always like I'm leaving the house late. So my showers are usually very quick, unless I get to relax. Like if it's in the morning, I'm rushing. Back in high school, man. So many quick showers, be hopping out. I'm not even drying off, just throwing clothes. I'm drying off in the window down.
You think it's one person per bathroom?
No. I think two is optimal. 3 is maximum.
So like, if you wanted to have 3 kids, you would have to have.
Yeah, they get one bathroom. The master bathroom is off limits. I can piss on the
floor. If you want 9 kids, you need 4 bathrooms.
Yeah. No. Kids can share, bro. One could be brushing your teeth. One could be.
Why are you treating children inhumane? What?
No, they're small. They smaller people, bro. They're way less. They can share.
They're small people.
What about when they're 18? Are you going to build another bathroom for them?
Nah, they're going to be used to it. They're going to be used to it at that point.
He's going to enlarge it.
No. They will be used to it.
They'll be used to it. And plus, they should be going to college or leaving my house or something.
Damn. You are ruthless.
No, I'm not ruthless. What are you talking about? They should be leaving my house at this point. What are you talking about?
Damn, bro. You going to kick your kids out like that?
No, they're going to go for a better future somewhere.
He's going to have a system set up that they're so...
I'm not having that many kids unless I have enough money. Like, we ain't just popping out babies. Each baby's gonna be financially accounted for before they're born,
bro. That's why I need.
I'm not about to be like majority of people just popping a baby. I'll be like, yo, we're gonna make it somehow, man.
You know, that's why I'm not. It's like you're not trying to be the stereotypical person of color that you just have like a ton of kids, whether you can afford them or not. It's like, yeah, I got 9 kids, and it's like, can you afford them? It's like, nah.
Not the government can though. I'm like, no.
It's like, but you make good. It's like, yeah, I make good for me.
Me and my wife. I don't make good enough to have a life yet. You feel me? Like,
and I make mediocre with
my
wife.
I'm going to give me 2 sugar bears, like called Tom and Jerry, and we're going to be good, man.
Yo, imagine your wife gets, or your girl, if you get her pregnant, and gets like 5 kids at once.
Bro, I'd be watching. I saw some videos like dude had triplets. Dude had like 12. Like, bro, I guess I ain't retiring. And for like, bro, man, like, I guess I'm not retiring for another 10 years. Like, what?
I'll be like, oh my God, I think God really loves me. He blessed me with so many kids all at once.
I'm like, bro, my steak is gone. I'm going to rice and beans the rest of my life now. What is this?
Oh my Lord. You know, my dad would say something like that. Like, hey, if money's tight, you know, rice $50. You know what I'm saying?
Right, rice and beans, man.
You know, beans is $20. That'll fill you up. It'll fill up 6-7 mouths if you invite guests over. I was like, man, you.
And we're gonna be growing some sweet potatoes, bro. We're gonna start plowing the land.
Oh, come on now, you know this little land.
We're gonna buy some chickens. Have us some fresh eggs.
Oh, come on now, you already know. And you could do a vertical coop too. You can have their whole life in like
this backyard. Gonna be growing plants. I need to find me a wife.
Like, you don't even need that much space. Like, that's the beauty of it. You don't even need that much space. Like,
no, there's a lot of women like actually growing plants and stuff. Like, that'd be dope.
Yeah, vertical farming like that. There's indoor vertical farming as well. Like, you could build an indoor farm.
I'm not gonna be focused on that. Like I said, I would hope that I have a partner who is into growing plants.
Bro, hey, just ladies out there, if you want in the future, anytime in the future, if you want to get at Fred in Progress.
Why? I feel like I'm being advertised like a product. My,
you are. He said you need to know gardening. Get your gardening skills up.
Oh, my God. Family, like, yo, I heard you like to grow. You like somebody who can grow. I'm like, where you hear that from?
Yeah, you're going to have a complete Build-A-Bear as a female, and you're going to be like, I mean, on paper, you're exactly what I want, but...
What that soul do?
It's like, I don't feel that connection.
Yeah, I'm gonna have a green thumb for other things that aren't edible. If you will. Well, kind of edible. We'll have to debate the legalities of my green thumb depending on the state location. Depends on the state.
Interesting.
I'm gonna be growing something though. That's what my house is gonna be. It's gonna be a habitat for things to be grown. And it's going to be a safe environment for me to live my life. I'm going to go from the bathroom to my bedroom to my garage. I'm going to have me a nice little pool table. Like, I'm planning on getting a lot of different. Most of my money is going to be spent, but it's not traveling. You know, a lot of people want to travel and stuff. My money and my time, I want to spend a lot building my house up. I just want to be chilling in my house with cool people that I like.
Is that why you're going to keep that thing on you in case some haters come around?
Bro, why are we talking about me having a wonderful place with wonderful people to spend time with? You like, yo, you going to shoot people? I'm like, yes, I will, but I'm just, yes, I will.
No. That question is real negligent, though, because you're acting like good things don't come to an end.
I'm going to be like, okay, yeah, you is right, because I bring people may talk and be like, yo, you know what he has in the house? Yeah, you're right.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, God forbid, you know, I got to attend your funeral. Like, oh, Lord, that would be so sad.
I'm going to be like the baby in Walmart, but be in my house instead. Like, damn, he got another body on the floor? Oh, my God. I don't know if the baby is like good advertising for Walmart or bad. How many people would be killing in Walmart? Like, bro.
Oh, my Lord.
Bro, I got the baby special.
More than one person?
Yeah, apparently two, maybe three. She's not killed, but shot in Walmart. One he killed for sure. Another possible shot.
In the recent scandal, he shot that guy?
Yeah, he shot that new Walmart. Let me not lie. Let me check. Hey, we need fact check on three. Fact check on aisle three Walmart.
I'm too extroverted. I respect other people's authorities and whatnot, so I can never. I would grow stuff that I could eat. Vegetables. Maybe plants if I wanted to, like, woo my wife or a girl type thing, but I would stay away from flowers. I would rather just, like, reduce my grocery bill because, you know, I'm cheap like that. Try to cut my corners where I can. Try to live as
no, we're going to grow the tomatoes, the stalks, the mushrooms, potatoes.
You know, one of the easiest things to grow is, like, tomatoes, bro. Tomatoes and watermelons, especially in the South. Bro, you plant one tomato seed and one watermelon seed, and I promise you, you have, like, 36 tomatoes and, like, 36 watermelons.
I love watermelon.
Bro, like, it is crazy. I don't really like watermelons, though.
It's delicious,
like,
it has, man,
to be really... I stand back. I never used to like watermelons when I used to have a thing for sugar. So actually, I might actually have a thing for watermelons now because I think watermelons are going to have a different taste now. What? I haven't tried watermelons since...
Oh, Okay. I thought you meant like we genetically modify watermelons or something like that. So it's going to taste different this year. Like, I'm like, wait,
no,
what?
No. Because I stopped eating so much sugar that my taste buds have changed.
Yeah, Jell-O version.
Yeah, I know, right? Like,
but I don't know. Maybe that too, because, you know, a lot of people say that the seedless watermelons are GMOs, you know?
Hey, I get my seedless, my man. See, every fruit, whether it be watermelons, I get seeded. Seedless isn't as sweet as seeded. So you get the seeded
because it's modified sweeter. For sure, bro.
Yeah, it's modified, so it's not... So yes, that's why it's seedless. It has to be modified.
Just like seedless grapes.
That's almost all of our fruits are modified in some way from what it was in the past for our benefit.
Spotify is going to drop.
No, that's like common knowledge. That's like common knowledge that's modified. If that does not have a seed in it, it's modified, my man.
Spotify is about to start dropping this. Brett is costing us the bag, speaking the truth.
All my fruit get frozen a little bit. Like my fruit, I freeze my watermelon for about 30 minutes when I get it out because it tastes so much better with a little bit freeze on it.
Freeze your watermelon?
Yeah. I do it with my grapes too. When I get my grapes, I put it in the freezer for 30 minutes.
What?
Because it's slushified. It tastes good. It's like my grapes be like a little slushy.
Like an ice cream?
No, like a slushy, like a freeze pop almost. And I put my mandarin oranges in the freezer for about 30 minutes too.
What?
Come off like, yo, you gotta try it, bro. Especially in the heat
of
summer.
Do you add anything?
I just cut it up. You cut a watermelon, put it in the freezer in a bowl, open bowl for like 30 minutes. Or I put the grapes in a bowl for like 30 minutes in the freezer.
Yeah, who taught this to you?
No one. I just one of my food things I like to do because it tastes good a little frozen.
Is this your fat season?
Yeah, this is but healthy fat. You know what I mean? It's the fruit. It's fruit. You know what I mean?
Now I'm saying this is when you was fat that you came up with this.
Oh yeah. That's one of my favorite snacks was pre-frozen grapes almost. Man. Oh, grapes with just a little bit of freeze to it, nice and slushy when you pop it, like, when you're hot? Oh my God. I'm telling you, bro. Yeah. I'm telling you. Mandarin oranges when frozen? Oh my God.
Yo, how did you create this healthy snack as a fat guy?
Because it's sweet. Fruits is sweet. I like a little sweet, but it's not like ice cream or something. It's sweet, though. Like, I want juice, but I don't want to drink juice. So I get like the apple, I get the grapes, like kind of like grape juice. I get the mandarin oranges, kind of like orange juice, but it's like you're eating some as well. Or watermelon, you're eating some, but it's a liquid. So it's kind of like you're drinking juice, but you're chewing at the same time. It's kind of delicious, you know? That's why those are my three favorites to throw in the freezer for like 30 minutes. You know, don't freeze it fully. If you freeze it fully, not that great, but if you freeze it for like 30 minutes, you got to time it depending on how strong your freezer is. It'll come out like a little crisp, slushy-like.
Wait, but you got to time it exactly?
Yeah, it takes precision. You gotta know what your freezer like.
Oh, okay. So you're not just putting it there and leaving it overnight.
No. You're a timer on. It's only like 30 minutes. I'm like, because if it's frozen, it's not going to be good. It's like fucking like an ice, like rock. You got to let it get a little slushy, like a little frozen, but not too much. I said, it takes a little technique to it, you know? You got to figure out how strong your freezer is.
How did you even come up with this?
Honestly, I don't know, man. All I know is I did it once and it worked. I just tried each different fruit.
Oh, my God. Now we're here. Like, No. Like, how did you even think of like, yo, because I've always left your stuff overnight for hours on end. Like, you're like, yo, what if I left it like not all the way, just like 15, 20 minutes, just, you know, or maybe 20, 30 minutes, you know.
It started with grapes because the grapes were room temperature and I wanted them to be colder. So I put it in the freezer and then I forgot it. But I remembered within about 30, 40 minutes I was playing video games. So I ran out of my room to get my grapes. I was like, oh, shit, they're going to be frozen. But they weren't. And it tastes amazing. I was like, oh, my God, I got to do this again. And then it just perpetuated into different fruits.
Interesting.
Well, yeah, it's through mistakes that great things are born. Yeah, now I do it. Now I do it with grapes. I do it with juice too. Like if I'm getting me some Hawaiian punch, I put my Hawaiian punch in the freezer for 30 minutes. I can little slushify a little bit, nice and chill. Things stay good cold, man. Things
you carried way better over cold. That skill set, huh?
Hey, I'm like, yo, I know how to cook. Be like, I put me some food.
You know how to cook. What do you mean? You do know how to cook.
No, like, I do know how to cook, but I mean, like, my fruits are gonna be cooking too. I'm like, yo.
Oh, no, you could, you know, you could say you know how to make frozen desserts.
Yeah, that'd be funny little test. Be like, how they gonna respond if I say I know how to make? If I have my wife's parents, my wife's parents be like, yo, you gotta taste my specialty and just some frozen grapes.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, what did you do to it? Please tell us your technique. And you be like, nah, the secret's in this. Nah, it's a secret family.
Secret's in the secret. I get to be so serious. I'm like, the secret's in the time. You know, you gotta know just the right time. You pull it a second too long. No,
you could tease them. You could tease them. You could be like, I can only tell your wife, and then she got to ask me nicely. Or you're going to be like, we got to wait until we've been married 5 years, then I'll release the secret.
Like, bruh. Well, I'm happy, man. That's going to be my deal breaker right there. I'm be like, yo, so we want to close this $1 million deal. But first, I gotta give you something to better suit your mood here. We'll buy some frozen grapes. Like, try one.
Yo.
Bruh, what?
Yeah, that's actually
bro. The good. Frozen fruit bowl, fam. Put a little watermelon, some orange slice in there. Orange is really good, though. Orange is really good.
What if they decide to throw $250K just for that and be like, hey, do you actually do this as a business? Because we'll actually take this too as the business.
Nah, but that actually, now I'm thinking about when I have some people, I may have to serve them some frozen grapes, man. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, hey, can we steal this business ideas from yours? Or like, are you
too difficult to make reality?
Because you could just patent it and just like take it to the patent place. And
now
just,
I want
like,
some grapes, man. I gotta hit public up after this.
Yeah, low key OD, bro. You got me craving it.
Hey. Since this dude is getting us all excited over food, you know what y'all got coming up? You know what I'm saying?
Hard working young man. Nothing much.
Man, nothing on the horizon. I'm trying to sleep, man. I'm grinding work right now. Working about 60, 80 hours. Afterwards, I'm gonna get back to writing. Just I can't lift my finger if it's too busy typing. For the 9 to 5, you know what I mean?
No, that's understandable.
But your boy gonna come back. He gonna come back stronger. No, I'm not trying to make ends meet. I'm trying to make ends extend. You feel me?
Paying debt, trying to potentially find a unicorn girl, if not hunkering down, joining hopefully clubs and different extracurricular activities. I don't even know how to say that correctly.
No, you said you fumbled it, but you caught it. It's like you about to drop, but it's touchdown still.
You know what I'm saying? Trying to join a little bit of extracurricular activities, you know what I'm saying? As for myself, you know, NicoPenguin.com, that's the website. That's where you're going to get a lot of exclusive content from us that you're not going to be able to find anywhere else. You know, we're still thinking about season 2. I apologize for any delays that have been coming. You know, we're just trying to make sure that we're releasing the best of ourselves. Other than that, I continue to publish blogs. I continue to publish audiobooks, ebooks, and I have much more in store that I cannot talk about, as well as for the season 2. You guys are just going to have to stay tuned. Like, comment, subscribe. Let us know what you guys agreed with, what you didn't agree with. If you feel that you're more introverted, let us know. If you resonate a lot with what Fred said, if you feel much more extroverted, like how Jess Freeman or for myself feel, let us know as well. Other than that, Argue Bros, we out.
You've been listening to Argue Bros. We hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and leave us a review to let us know what you think. Keep listening and we'll catch up with you next week.